Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy ninth day of April. I hope you're having an amazing day. In some parts of the world, this is spring, and in other parts of the world, it is not spring, which I guess it would be fall, right? So whatever you're experiencing today in your weather, I hope that it is a pleasant day for you. I am reading through the Psalms for Pray Every Day, and right now we are in Psalm 21. And I'm reading from the New International Version of the Bible. This is a Psalm of David, and this is what it says. The king rejoices in your strength, Lord. How great is his joy in the victories you give. You have granted him his heart's desire and have not withheld the request of his lips. You came to greet him with rich blessings and placed a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked you for life, and you gave it to him. Length of days forever and ever. Through the victories you gave, his glory is great. You have bestowed on him splendor and majesty. Surely you have granted him unending blessings and made him glad with the joy of your presence. For the king trusts in the Lord. Through the unfailing love of the Most High, he will not be shaken. Your hand will lay hold on all your enemies. Your right hand will seize your foes. When you appear for battle, you will burn them up as in a blazing furnace. The Lord will swallow them up in his wrath, and his fire will consume them. You will destroy their descendants from the earth, their posterity from mankind. Though they plot evil against you and devise wicked schemes, they cannot succeed. You will make them turn their backs when you aim at them with a drawn bow. Be exalted in your strength, Lord. We will sing and praise your might. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we do exalt you. You are the God of strength. You are the God of power. You are the God who created everything we see, and yet you still love us and you want to have a relationship with us. We're going to sing right now. I'm not going to sing because my voice is a little funny today, but we will sing and we will praise you with everything inside of us because, Lord, you are worthy of praise. You are the rescuer, the redeemer, the cleanser of our hearts, the one who is with us even when everyone else forsakes us. You are the God of our adventure, the God of the walk that we're walking. You are the God of healing, and you are the God of providence. You provide for us, so we just choose to worship you. We rejoice in your strength. How great is our joy in the victories that you give. And Lord, this month has been about victory. It's just the word that you keep saying to me is just having victory. And we have experienced your victory because of what was done on the cross of Jesus Christ. He lived that perfect life, and then he died for our sins, and then he rose gloriously from the grave, that we might not trust in ourselves, but in him who raised the dead. The old has gone, the new has come. We have a new life before us. We have been set free from the bondage of sin, the power of sin, the tendrils of sin. And we have been gloriously forgiven and set free in order to live a brand new life. So Lord, I pray that you give us that kind of holy perspective and that holy anticipation of what you will do next. Help us to live longing to hear from you. Our heart's desire is to be with you. Our heart's desire is to know you. Our heart's desire is to have life and have it abundantly. And we know that our life and the source of life comes from you, not in our possessions, not in perfect relationships that we orchestrate, not in security, but our hope and our joy comes from you. Lord, you are the one who grants us life. You give unending blessings. And I love this phraseology in verse 6. You made him glad with the joy of your presence. So Lord, I pray for the person today who just feels dry and wrung out and broken and sad and needy and like they haven't heard your voice for a really long time. Lord, would you lift their heads? Would you whisper life over them, your still, quiet voice? Would you encourage them? Would you send help their way when they need it? Would you give them a desire and a heart's cry to hear from you, to walk in your ways, to love your truth, to love the people in their lives with abandon and with a servant's heart? Lord, you alone can accomplish this. Through the power of your right hand, you can accomplish this. And so, Lord, bring victory and bring your presence. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So grateful for you. And I hope that as you're listening to this podcast, that my twofold prayer is that you would fall in love with the Bible, and that you would, that this would affect your prayer life in a positive way. And so that's my prayer for you today, that you would love His Word, and that you would love getting on your knees and praising Him and praying to Him and resting in Him.